The type of individual or child does not want to admit, face, or deal with the reality of their family. And so as a result, the child becomes a fantasizer. The child makes believe. If you ask this child as a young child about his family or her family, they will very simply respond to you by telling you that they have the perfect family. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Being a school teacher, very many times I could pick this up in children in the sense that kids would describe their family to me and it was just unbelievable. It wasn't real. It was too perfect. And the reality is, this is what they want. They want everything to be perfect and okay because the child does not want to grow, does not want to experience any pain. It wants to have the perfect mommy and daddy to take care of everything for them. As this adult child grows into adulthood, they take their fantasies right into adulthood. As a result, they develop lifestyles that are based around fantasy. They develop lifestyles that are totally out of reality. They develop lifestyles that very basically live in what I call Disneyland. And what happens to these people is their lives become very unmanageable. They're always poor. They're always struggling. They're always hurting. They're always in trouble because they're always living outside of the reality of who they are. So they develop fantasy worlds, they live in those fantasy worlds, and they're scared to death of anybody or anything or any situation that will change that fantasy world. They love also to isolate fantasizers, so as a result, they are scared of pain, they are scared of struggle, and the bottom line is, they are scared to death of any type of growth. When you deal with the fantasizer, you're dealing with someone who is totally out of reality. And one of the things that happens is, if you bring reality into their presence and you show them reality, they will fight you and battle you and make you into a victim. Fantasizers are always creating victims. They need victims to survive. The victims are the people who are trying to change their so-called real world, their fantasy world. And so as a result, everybody becomes their enemy. They're very paranoid, very scared, very afraid people. They operate in fear and they operate in guilt. And yet they are very dependent people because very basically they are dependent on their fantasies for survival. And yet their fantasies are not real. So as a result, their life is very unmanageable. And they can't live in the reality of this world. Again, fantasizers are people who never grow up, never experience the growing up process. They are also very angry people. And yet they don't see the anger because they mask the anger through the fantasy. You never see what's really going on inside the fantasizer because the fantasizer always presents to you their fantasy and their world. They are very grandiose people. There are people very many times who create situations that, again, even in business, that are not real. They live in this grandiosity and their grandiosity creates unmanageability for them. Again, there are people like the isolator who live in image, live in fantasy, live out of reality. The third type of characteristic that comes from the adult child, a dysfunctional family, is the caretaker. And the caretaker probably fits the biggest role of all. The caretaker is the individual who, as he or she grows up in a dysfunctional family, is always trying to fix the dysfunctional family. They are the children, as they grow up, that are always trying to straighten out mommy and daddy. They're always trying to organize the family. They're always trying to make it okay. They want everything always to be happy, joyful, and fantastic. And so as a result, what happens with the caretaker will run around and fix everything, straighten it out some way. Got to make it work. Again, the caretaker doesn't want to see anybody experience any pain except themselves. Caretakers are martyrs. Caretakers are people that very basically take care of the whole entire world, and it's okay if they hurt, just so nobody else hurts. Caretakers are people, again, that are not real, but caretakers very basically run our society. Caretakers are individuals who do things for other people all the time, but never have a good self-esteem of self. So as a result, they never demand payment for what they do. They do everything for free. And very basically, caretakers are people that are what I call the social workers of the world. They take care of everybody. They save everybody. And many caretakers are fostered by very many of the isolators' religious fantasies in the sense that we should be the servants of the world to everyone, but never take care of self. They have a very warped concept of their own self as a person. Caretakers are very angry people, very frustrated.